This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Hurricane Milton in the Gulf of Mexico is about 440 miles southwest of Tampa, Florida, with the latest forecast track showing landfall just south of that city as a possible Category 3 storm early Thursday morning. Governor Ron DeSantis.
Almost every place on the west coast of Florida could get major storm surge.
CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti in Tampa.
Tampa area streets are lined with miles of potentially deadly debris. The goal, according to Tampa's mayor, was to have most of it cleared.
The federal government, the state government are working hand in hand, first and foremost, to get that household debris up and out of the way.
The city fell short. Now Hurricane Milton is menacing the coast just more than a week after Helene decimated it.
More Hurricane Helene damage revealed.
I'm Jim Crisula, North Carolina. Asheville's famed Biltmore Estate, which attracts people from around the world, is closed indefinitely. The Biltmore House, which is the largest privately owned property in the country, along with its conservatory, winery, gardens, and hotels, escaped significant damage in last weekend's epic flooding. There was extensive damage to the Biltmore main entrance.
FindEnergy.com reports over 141,000 customers still without power in Georgia and the Carolinas. The FBI arrests a suspect for allegedly planning a large ISIS-inspired attack in the U.S. CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
A man from Afghanistan living in Oklahoma City on a visa is now charged with planning an Election Day terrorist attack targeting large gatherings here in the U.S., and this is on behalf of ISIS. Officials say the 27-year-old suspect was planning to sell off his family's assets to purchase AK-47 rifles and stage an attack. FBI Director Christopher Wray says agents stopped him before anyone was hurt.
Israel and Hezbollah launch more strikes at each other. The State Department says it will continue organizing flights for U.S. citizens to get out of Lebanon as long as there is demand for them. Spokesman Matt Miller says some 8,800 people have contacted the State Department.
Some percentage of those 8,800 are looking for information about leaving, and some lesser percentage of those ultimately haven't decided to leave yet.
A new CDC survey finds high rates of sadness among transgender young people. CBS's Allison Keyes.
A CDC survey finds that about 3.3% of high school students identify as transgender, and another 2.2% are questioning their gender identity. But 70% of them reported feeling persistent sadness or hopelessness for a period of more than 2 weeks last year at a protest at Colorado State Capitol.
If these children can't consent.
The divide on full display.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, Skill Bridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Oprah has chosen Lisa Marie Presley's posthumous memoir as her new book club pick. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Lisa Marie Presley's memoir was completed by her daughter, actress Riley Keough, after her mother died last year. Among the revelations in From Here to the Great Unknown, Lisa Marie kept her son Ben's body at home on dry ice for months after his suicide.
She had experienced a lot of loss early on in her life, and I think a lot of her life was dictated by that and by grief.
Riley tells CBS. Yes, a four-year-old Lisa Marie ruled Graceland.
Firing people, and she was a little bit of a terror.
Love me tender.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Two pioneers of artificial intelligence have received the Nobel Prize in Physics. John Hopfield and Geoffrey Hinton have made discoveries and inventions that have formed the building blocks of machine learning. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a mostly clear sky and a low in the upper 40s. Sunshine for tomorrow and pleasant. Highs to the mid-60s. And climbing to the upper 60s Thursday and mostly sunny. Heat in the near 80 Friday. Then cooler for the weekend. It's 55 right now.
Confusion until happening. Radio Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. A white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you
you won't live. If you need a friend,
summer night soundtrack with timeless hits from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. More coming right up on WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Everything was gone.
And timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You Jane Brown, y'all. He's a king of them all, y'all. He's a king of them all, y'all. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you like the music? That sweet soul music. Just call me the swing it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to get the feeling. I got to get the feeling. Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Help me get the feeling. I want to get the feeling. All this red and got the feeling. Tell me how we got
the feeling. WRJN.
Listening to Buck Owens. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition provided by magician. Do, do, do.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
A girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love.
smile, you know. Things are just getting worse. Any smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
Some people may call them oldies, but our timeless hits never get old. Another long set on the way next on WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Right above you, I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you, oh my darling.
Not three times
on the ceiling if you want me. If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show. Answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness,
you
means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice
on the pipe.
Thank you.
last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve. And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yo.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The latest track of Hurricane Milton, now a Category 5 storm, shows landfall as a Category 3 storm south of Tampa near Sarasota. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis with the timing.
This storm is expected to make landfall on the Florida Peninsula, the west coast of Florida, sometime late Wednesday evening, maybe early Thursday morning in the wee hours is kind of where it's looking now.
CBS's Manuel Bajorquez in Orlando.
You have people from the West Coast who are filling the shelters and the hotels here, but they will still not escape the impacts of a hurricane because currently the forecast has it as a Category 2 over Orlando, 90 miles inland from where it may make landfall.
The FBI has arrested a man from Afghanistan who was allegedly planning a terrorist attack in the U.S. next month. CBS's Matt Piper.
Federal prosecutors have charged Nasir Ahmed Tahiri with planning an attack on Election Day in support of ISIS. He was arrested in Oklahoma City. Prosecutors saying he and unnamed co-conspirators were followers of ISIS and took steps to carry out their attack in the U.S., including selling the family home, working to relocate family abroad, and purchasing ammunition. They say the 27-year-old traveled to the U.S. on a special immigrant visa in 2021.
The defendant made his initial appearance today and, per court records, remains in custody. No plea entered yet. President Biden in Milwaukee announces an additional $2 billion from the bipartisan infrastructure law to replace more lead pipes in America.
There's no safe level of lead exposure, period. None. The only way forward is to replace every lead pipeline and connect the American people to clean water.
Supreme Court justices appear skeptical of